Amen. Sit down. I am so glad this morning once again to worship with you. And the way I'm seeing your faces, you are caucastic. You are fantastic. You are caucastic. You are spritastic. And you are multastic. Amen. I must appreciate the leadership of Chapel of Praise so very well for this kind of enabling atmosphere to serve God. I appreciate the authority of Akwa Ibom State University, the VC in absentia, and the entire board. We appreciate God that is keeping him and giving him the strength to carry out this school, to run the school. Every time we come here, we pray for the success of this school. We pray for them. We pray for those in authority. And God is doing great things. Hallelujah. I appreciate God for the pastor in charge of this chapel, the chaplain, Reverend Mama Umoren. Is that how you celebrate your pastor? Hallelujah. Is that how you celebrate your pastor? Chapel of Praise, is this how you celebrate your pastor? Hi. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is with you. More grace upon your life. I appreciate all of you here present. Every person walking in order to glorify God in this place, God will also glorify you in the name of Jesus. I appreciate my wife for coming with me to worship God here. All these days, I've been coming alone anyway. Like coming alone almost all the time. And this time around, she's here. I think last communion, you were here. And this communion again, don't worry, you shall be coming. Hallelujah. This morning, we will not preach so much, small, so that I have more strength to preach again in another place. When one day somebody told me, what is it in this work? Is it not just to preach, to say something? And so there was an opportunity. I asked the person to also try. And by the time the person finishes, he believed the thing is tedious. You know, when somebody is preaching out of burden, it's different from when you are reading literature. Is somebody hearing me? Any day you are preaching out of what? Burden. It's different from when you are reading what? Literature. You open a book and read, and pass, and read, and smile, and read, and then you pray. Because when you are preaching out of a burden, that is when Jesus said, virtue has gone out of me. You preach your life out. But if you are coming, if you are doing rehearsal of what you hear somebody saying, when you come, you do the rehearsal. Everybody knows that you are doing rehearsal. Even your spirit bears you witness, you are coming to do rehearsal. It's different. But before I say something, I must appreciate this choir so much. You thump up for you. I'm telling you. Right from the time I step in, from the song leader, those that were leading the song, the atmosphere is conducive to minister. The atmosphere is conducive. Hi. If this is the way you are leading me, I love the way. If this is the way you father me,
I love the way you father me. This is the way you father me. I love the way.
Very quickly, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 30. Verse 11, you shall be picking few things so that will also save us time. 30, verse 11. We pick it from 11, and then we 16 to 18. Are you there? 1 Samuel 11, 30, verse 11. We go. And they found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water. Okay, verse 12. And they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two cluster of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and three nights. And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, a servant to Amalekites, and my master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. Let's go to verses 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, verse 14. Verse 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Note that point. That was David's prayer. He brought the priest to ask the Lord for him. And the answer was very, 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 very positive. You will succeed. And then when we now move to verse 11, the process of the success is beginning to manifest. Do you understand? Now let's go to verse 16, 17, and 18. And when he had brought down, behold, they were spread abroad after the earth, eating, drinking, dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. Yes, and David smoothed them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day, and they escaped not a man of them, save the 400 young men which rode upon their camels and fled. And verse 18, and David recovered. That prayer he prayed in verse 8. And the Lord said, go, you will recover how many? Then verse 18, the Bible concluded that David did what? Recover all that the Amalekite had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. And trust David, this issue of wife something, it doesn't joke with you, at least. You understand what we are talking about here. He recovered the two wives. Abigail was there. The wife of the man that was known to be a foolish man. But the woman was not foolish. David recovered. Okay, let's read again. 2 Kings chapter 5. Are you there? We start from verse 1 to 3 and then jump 13 and 14. Jesus, help us. Okay. Now, Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in but was a leper. Okay, we move to verse 2. And the Syrian had gone out by companies and had brought away a captive out of the land of Israel, a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. A little maid. And she, by the word she, you know that she was a girl. You understand where we are, where we are now? That this maid was what kind of a person? A small girl, small. And it wasn't even an indigene, a slave, they say. Okay, let's proceed to. And she said unto her mistress, with God, my Lord, wherewith the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. Now, verse 13 and 14. And his servant came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great things, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he said to thee, watch and be clean? 14. Then went he down after the instruction of the maid to a captain, after the instruction of a small girl, directing, telling the boss, a captain of a big army, a battalion. Then a small girl is now advising in verse 13. The Bible now says, then Naaman obeyed. Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he went clean. Father, okay, let's add up with Matthew chapter 3. Are you there? Okay, Matthew chapter 3. Let's begin from verse 6. Matthew 3, 6. From verse 5. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the religion about the Judah, Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sin. That shows what happened. And then why this continued. This is what happened in verse 18. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But when John forbid him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heaven were open unto him. After the baptism, he knelt down and was baptized. As he stood up, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and the lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Father, pass through this word and bless us forever. As we come today in thy presence, there is fullness of joy, The sons and the daughters of Zion possess their possession. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I have no word of my own, but I believe in you. Pass through this word and do all what you need to do in our midst today. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Holy Spirit, come and take full control. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' dear name we pray. Can I hear the church say amen?
Amen.
If somebody is happy in the house, can you say amen?
Amen.
Today, I am having a burden to speak to us in a very simple way and what you will understand better. Most times, when I come, I preach. As I keep preaching, I know you are happy. But at the same time, there are things that I must mention whereby you will write it down, because after many years, sometimes after today, sometimes after many months, sometimes within a short time, you will see that it is the reality of life. I keep telling us all these few days that the issue of me preaching, so that you jump and feel so happy, may not really be like that these few days, because there are a lot of things I know that, as a matter of fact, God must change in our lives. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Life is deeper than ordinary culture worship as a custom, without you having a taste of what it is to be a child of God. This morning, I want to speak on the topic that says, be led to lead. Pastor George, another morning, be led to lead. Allow yourself to be led by somebody so that you can also lead tomorrow. Turn to 5 persons. Tell the person, pastor is sending a message to you through God that you should be led so that you can lead. Open your mouth. Tell somebody. Allow, humble to be led so that you can lead. Humble to be led so that you can lead. Guy. Sir, tell your friend. Humble to be led so that you can lead. Tell him also. Wherever you see yourself in this life, though the person that is about to lead you is very small and you are a giant, humble to be led so that you can lead. Hear me well. God has never sent anybody to a mission that is called impossible. God has never assigned somebody to handle a task that is what? Impossible. No. Before God sent you on any errand, before God created you and know the person you will become, all what it takes to become that had been prepared. God has never sent any man on earth to a task that is impossible. Before you were even sent, before God pronounced that, go and do this, all what it takes for you to succeed had already been completed. All what you need is that at any junction, at any roundabout, God has kept a man, God has kept a person, God has prepared a system that will help you to cross the impossibility and succeed. The only problem is if pride will allow you to humble and look at the person that God kept for you in that material time. Life has a formula. If you miss the formula, the answer will be wrong. From the place we've read, let's begin from Jesus in Matthew. Jesus said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. For nothing made that was made without the Word. But John was not the Word. So John was not in the beginning. But Jesus was in the beginning. When Mary, the angel, announced to Mary that you shall conceive, the same angel ministered to Elizabeth, and Elizabeth was already 6 months pregnant. That means John the Baptist was a senior guy to Jesus. When Jesus was born, he knew that he was very powerful, but John was his senior on earth by virtue of biological delivery. Although Jesus knew everything as God, but in as much as submission, you bow. There is a book we read in 80s and 90s by Oliver Goldsmith titled She Stoops to Conquer. How many of you have read that book before? Oh, so many of you. I mean, you are not that small the way I thought. Though John was a big guy, as at this time, John have started preaching. Jesus have not started. By this time, John have had his own disciples. Jesus did not have disciples then. Jesus located John. When he went from the place we started reading, John was preaching repentance messages, and Jesus was not a sinner. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying here? I said John was preaching what? From that place we just read, from the beginning, he said they should repent, change from sin, and Jesus was not a sinner. Yet Jesus went and stood on the line and did not say, well, as far as I'm concerned, this message has nothing to do with me. I came just to, you should baptize me. Let me go away. I have so many things to do. We don't waste time here. Jesus kept quiet and stayed there. Though the message of sinner had nothing to do with his life, but the area that concerns him, he would take that one. He should listen first. If Jesus have said, well, I don't have time. I need to go this. I need to go that. You know, this time around, people, when I don't have time. I don't know. I don't know. You know, you say, I don't, three times. I don't. Oh, God. Jesus exercised patience and humble himself and stood as if he was among the sinners. Kai. When John began to baptize, One after the other, he got to a place of Jesus. How many of us, you are a very senior person that can handle the gospel? If you handle the word of God, you can make somebody to know that you are a child of God, that you have mastering, and you come and sit under somebody that cannot interpret John 3:16, and you won't ask questions. And the purpose of the question is to show that you know better than. You tell me, according to the, that word in Greek, dunamis, is in Greek word. How do you interpret that in English? And how do you apply it to the system of the theology and Christology? The person, Ubaronyang. to show that you know. And finally, when Jesus appeared, John said to him, I am not worthy to be the one to baptize you. You are supposed to baptize me. They recognize the hierarchy in the spirit realm. Jesus said to John, suffer not to be so. This time, there is something you must pay. There's a class you must pass through. There's a cup you must drink before you become a leader. It is the elder that bless the younger. Till next tomorrow, it's not the younger that will bless the elder. So many of you have missed opportunity in life because the person, the senior person in that field has not blessed you. Some of you go for training. You were asked to stay 2 years. You stay 1 year and you know the job. You stop going to the work. And the leader in that place have not told you, I release you. And when you come to church, you speak in tongues. Lord, open my door. God has standard and principles. Is somebody hearing me? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Be led to lead. And when Jesus finishes that, the Bible says, the next verse after the baptism, and the Bible says, heavens open. First, he went down to the water, bow, deep. He lowered his eyes, bent down. Okay. But as he was coming down from the low stage, he bent down like a common man. As at that time, nobody knew who he was. Identity was not spelled out. But as he rose from that level up, the Bible says, heaven opens. When heaven opens, a voice of introduction. He didn't introduce himself that, you see me? I'm a son of God. If you want to baptize me, be careful how you taught me before my anointing carry you up. He didn't introduce himself. But when he humbled himself and dropped every pride and all that, he stood up. Heaven introduced him in a louder voice that everybody can hear. The voice of Jesus alone was not loud enough. There was no loudspeaker. There was no horn speaker. There was no microphone. He wouldn't even introduce himself loud enough for everybody to hear. But when he humbled himself, as he stood up, heaven introduced him, and that voice was loud enough. You want to introduce yourself without God introducing you? No. Your voice is not loud enough. Tell somebody, let God introduce you. Can I hear you hit somebody? Tell the person, let God introduce you. Humble, let God introduce you. Be led to lead. When Jesus finishes, we move to the Old Testament. The Bible says one day, David went out, coming back. The Amalekites came, finished everything in the entire country. Packed booties, carried his two wives. And when he came back, everybody was crying. Everybody was crying. They were crying everywhere. And the Bible said they wanted to stone David to death because of the casualty. And David called people to come and pray. They seek the presence of God. What should we do? God told him, go, you will recover. And the next thing David did was to organize the soldier and start to pursue. Okay. Here comes. When you are humble to lead or to follow, God will keep people for you. You need an asset of men. Somebody, look at me. I am saying that you need an asset of men.
You have asset of money, you have asset of property, you have asset of building, you have asset of cars, but hear me and hear me well. When you humble yourself to be led, the people that you are humbling yourself to be led by will you see you as their own, and then you will have the opportunity to have men as your asset. You have asset of men. You have what? Asset of. You need a man. Tell somebody you need a man. Sister, I'm not saying you need boyfriend. Okay, student, you people know how to interpret. The pastor came and said you need a man. I'm talking about destiny helper. You need a man. You need a man. Some men are connectors. The connector to your destiny may be a man without it. A cripple can be a man that will help you to gain employment. A gate man can be a person that will connect you to leave Nigeria to America. A gate man. You need a man. And it's not easy to have an asset of men without you deciding to be humble to be led. When David finished all the prayer and fasting, with all the prophecy, with all the prophetic release that go, you will recover all. How did God work it out? The Bible says David pursued all the enemies that have stolen and carried, went to the wife. He didn't see any of them. Those people had gone far 3 days before David started the running. They had gone 3 days, they had long gone 3 days before David started. But the Bible says, as David were going into the thick bush, suddenly they saw a man that was not okay. A man that was half dead and half human being. A man that was not to be recognized. A man that could not speak English. A man that was very sick. And the Bible said, they pick him up. David said, bring him. And when they brought the man could not talk. He said, 3 days I was sick. The man was already sick before they threw him away and ran away, thinking that he's going to die. And a man that was sick, and for 3 days he did not eat food, he did not drink water. So sickness plus hunger plus thirst plus open field without care equals to what? When they brought that man, David said, give him food, give him water, give him cake. After all what he said they should give to the man, the next thing was, David asked him, who are you? What we are talking about is a king carrying a man without clothes and asked the man should be brought to sit with him so that he can discuss with the man for direction. Listen to me. So many of us will not have greeted that man. Some of you, you only use Vaseline, you rub Vaseline. You cannot greet somebody, you keep hand like this. Vaseline. I'm telling you, Vaseline. Sometimes you are not oil. You shake your body like giddy. You want to go far? No, it's not only in education. Prayer alone is not the solution. Certificate alone is not the solution. You must bury your pride and allow to be led so that you can lead. And the Bible says, David called the person and said, come, sit here. After eating, ask him some questions. The Bible says, the person, the boy, the half-done boy, the incomplete boy, told David, sir, I am of Egyptian. I am from Egypt. But I was with Amalekites. We came. David will say, hey, you came to me. We came to ransack Judah. David said, hey, how many were you? We were many. I am now paraphrasing. We were many. David said, hey, that time you people came, Did people see a woman? Yes, we took the two wives of the king. David said, how was the wife? Was it fair? The other one blind. He said, hey, this other one was big. He said, where is that wife? He said, they took it. David said, hey, what they get? We pack all their properties. So when they pack, where did they keep it? They carry it. So now, where did they go to? The revelation that angel did not reveal. The revelation that when the prophecy was released, it was not revealed. There are things that God will not reveal to you except a man you humble yourself to work with. The revelation that David couldn't hear from God, that one, was given, the information was given by half-dead man who was not even an Israelite. He said to David, sir, I want to tell you, they were going straight. I saw when they were going. They were going straight way. Going straight. They didn't enter. They left. They straight until I did not see them. So that straight way will lead to where they went to. David said, all the soldiers, hallelujah, get ready. Let's move straight. The Bible said they move until they recover everything. In life, when you miss the direction, you can end your life wherever that mistake will take you to. When you miss the direction of your destiny, you can, till you die, you can be misfortune. In life, when you stand in the wilderness of life, your direction is so confusing. If there's nobody to direct you, about two Sundays ago, students were doing Thanksgiving in my former church. And one of the guys came and do praise up. And they said, I was not there. Said, that praise up is doing for Pastor George. And how, why? He was one of my active members. Some days he will come out. The hair is like twisted. I will walk straight to him, get the mic from him at the altar right there. And I wait there. I say, I give you 2 minutes. Go now, behave normal, change this hairstyle, dress well, and come back. I'm waiting for you. It got to a point that he was afraid of me. I was afraid of him because it was hot. But I fought the battle and I won. After I had won the battle, he behaved well and lived well till his final year and dressed well. I didn't know he noticed that it was a war, but that war has helped him to become a man he should be. My philosophy in life is this. You will not go to somebody and tell the person, you see me, this my appearance is only just appearance. Inside of my heart, I am a very clean man. People will judge you based on what they see, not what your content inside is. I am not God to know your content inside. Are you hearing me? You can walk to a place, they walk you out because their appearance does not befit the kind of person you are inside. And since they don't know inside, they judge from the physical appearance. If you like, put white hair this way, put black this way, draw lion this way, draw snake this way, and tell people you are a child of God. It doesn't matter. Brother, sister, it matters. Out of the abundance of heart, the mouth speaketh. Out of the abundance of heart, the mouth speaketh and the body demonstrates. It is dangerous to get to the forest of life and you don't know direction to go. Some people in this life have made mistakes once, and that mistake have ended them, and no way to correct. And some people in this life have made mistakes so many times, and the mistake have been corrected, and are still succeeding. It depends. The factor is just one. A man that made mistake, and is willing to change, and have people around him to correct him, can make mistake and be corrected. But there's a mistake you can make, and the scars will be there and give you 10 steps backward. Some of you, you know what I'm saying. You wouldn't even be in university by this time. Some of you would have graduated. But some nonsense you did some times ago is what is keeping you till here. And immediately, David recovered all. Because somebody was there for him to direct him. And he followed, he was led. David as a king was led by a man that was half dead. And that is how he recovered his prophecy. Is somebody in this house today? Your prophecy is delayed because you have not met a man that will direct you. But I declare as I speak, with a burden in my heart this morning, every one of you that you need somebody to direct you, every one of you that you need direction, you need a helper, every one of you that you need a man in one way or the other, every one of you that need somebody to give you the boost, I declare in the name of Jesus, by the covenant of the communion we are having today, that person shall be available for you in the name of Jesus. That man, that woman, that opportunity, that encounter shall be available upon your life today in the mighty name of Jesus. You are in the junction, you don't know the direction to enter. You are at a junction, you don't know somebody to tell you go this way or go this way. You are at a junction that you are so confused. You are at a junction, you want to commit suicide. You are at a junction that your heart is filled up with confusion and problem, and you are confused if God still answers prayer. That is why God has sent me this morning, that there will be a man that shall give you the information needed, that shall give you the information valid, that shall give you a direction, you will see the light. If I be a servant of God this day, to as many that believe, it shall be so in the name of Jesus.
It shall be so.
Come! The prophecy came to pass because of a small boy, a man without food and water, leading the king, and the king followed. And he recovered all. He recovered all. Kai, before I end this message, hear me. Throughout the Bible, history has been recording names of people that follow, not even the big people. What will you say about Esther? Mordecai directed her on how to go about it. What will you say about Naomi and Ruth? Ruth followed Naomi. There was no way, nothing to depend on. She said, your God shall be my God. Your people shall be my people. Where you are buried, I will be buried there. Ruth followed. And you take a look at it, there was nothing to write to me about. The husband dead, the father-in-law, the husband brother, everybody dead. But she discovered there's a reason to follow this woman because of her God. And today, the genealogy of Jesus, you cannot be complete without talking about roots. Okay. As you are here seated, you don't have any problem except to humble and bury pride. Tell somebody, bury pride. Bury pride. If you must go up, if 5 years from today, you will see me and walk up to me and say, sir, thank you for one day I listened to you, you must bury pride. If you must give an edge over other students, over people in your family, you must bury pride. Do you know something? The Bible says a man who was saving Elisha was a very strong prophet, a prophet that was known everywhere, a prophet that could work miracle, but his servant saved such a man and was indebted. He never discussed with his boss and was still working in the church, very busy. The Bible says he was indebted to the price that was equal to two boys. He died as a debtor. He couldn't pay the money. He died. When he died, the Bible says, the owner of the money came, the lender came, to pick two of his sons, equals to the money the father owed. Instead of leaving asset, he left debt. The creditor came. And the wife went to Elisha, told Elisha, my husband was a righteous man, Mark. My husband saved thee, correct. But he died penury. He died and left debt. Elisha said, what? He said, now the creditors have come to pick my sons. Who are the sons of your own servant that died? Elisha said, no, it can't happen. What do you have? Say, a little oil. Say, go. Borrowed vessels as much as you can. Drop the oil. The Bible says, the woman became a refinery by my word. A distributor of oil. Pay the debt, complete. Had what remained. Manage it well. The children grew up as the sons of big family. Because what the father could not recognize. The father worked many years in the church with Elisha, but could not see the opportunity. Maybe anytime miracle comes, say, well, I one day I will also do miracle. There was no time for him to humble and go to the man and say, sir, I have a problem. So that it may not be as if he's poor. Yet he was poor. Something you don't know, you show up, you the poor, you the denke, as if you know nonsense. You know that you don't know. You that is doing all this shaga, you know that you. Something you don't know, you don't have, you don't have it, you know you don't have it. So empty pocket. The Bible now says, the woman acknowledged the authority, acknowledged the power of the husband, the late husband, master. From that day, nonsense stopped. Today, do you have opportunity, but you are joking with it? You have opportunity to get something from God, but you are joking with it. You are joking with it. You are joking with it. I put it to you that this time will not pass you. This is an opportunity for you to experience the experiential help of God. This morning, the God whom we save shall treat somebody to smile. The Lord that we save is about to give somebody a lift in life. Shall we rise to our feet? The Lord we save is about to give somebody a smile. The Lord we save is about to create an atmosphere of lifting for somebody's life. But you must be humble to be led. Because at some point in life, you must be led. In this life, what is the barrier? What is that thing that will not allow you to be led? What makes you feel that you know everything? No. People of that category do not go far. Be led to lead. Be led to lead. Oh Lord. Wherever you need to cross in order to recover, Father, keep a man for me at that junction. Lift up your right hand. Say, oh Lord, I don't want to fall into a pit hole. Keep a man to direct me. Say, oh Lord, let there be no delays in my life. Keep a man to direct me. Oh Lord, I shall not be a victim of the enemy arrangement. Keep a man to direct me. Oh Lord, my destiny shall not be wasted. Keep a man to direct me. Lift up your right hand and begin to pray. Keep a man to direct me. 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 At any junction in my life, at any situation in my life, keep a man to direct me. When I am confused, when I am depressed, let there be somebody to direct me. Keep a man to direct me. In the name of Jesus. Listen, lift up your right hand. Every of my testimony that is ripe for manifestation and has not manifested, oh Lord, keep a man or raise a man for me to direct me. Raise a man to direct me. David prayed, God answered, half dead man, hungry man was the one that directed David. Enter this road, sir. You will see them. Kai. The servant of Elisha died a poor man, borrowed. But when the wife came, he understood that there's a man to help the family. As you are standing, there's a man for you. There's somebody for you. Oh, Lord, raise my helper. Raise my helper. It may be my senior, it may be my junior, it may be a working class, it may be nobody, but wherever he is, oh Lord, raise my helper. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Somebody, open your mouth and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus. Friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed communion. Jesus, the friend of mine. Friendship with Jesus, fellowship
divine. Oh, what blessed communion, Jesus, the friend of mine. I want to pray for you. Friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what pleasant communion. Jesus is the friend of mine.
Are you hearing me now? And you have been delayed so many steps backward because you refuse to allow yourself to be led. Because you think you are an elderly man. How can small boys lead you? How can small girl lead you? And you are delayed, 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 delayed until today. You feel you can't get instruction from anybody. And you are delayed and delayed and delayed. Mashabaka subehendaya. This life is a formula. Except you walk through the formula, nowhere. I want to pray. If there's something inside of you that tells you, make sure you humble yourself to be led. For God has kept somebody to direct you so that the person can be released. You can lift up your hand as I agree with your faith. I am not saying whether you like it or not, lift up your hand. I say, in case there's an area that this message appealed to you and said, don't joke with this opportunity. Humble yourself to a fault so that God may bring up the person to help you. You can lift up your hand. If you are lifting up your hand, lift up your hand. I'm not saying touch your cheek. If you are not lifting your hand, keep down your hand. It's not a must. We are not taking numbers. We are not writing names. Friendship with Jesus. Fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed communion. Jesus is the friend of man. Holy Spirit, you are welcome to do your will. I know it is a ripe time, very ripe, that you want to open doors for many of them here. You want to connect men. You want, it is time. Today's communion is for open doors. You want to bless men, and they cannot be blessed except through men. And that is why you have brought this word. In the name of Jesus, I agree with your faith. Whatever they have done in the past, by the mercies of God, forgive them. From now henceforth, connect them to people that will be of help to their lives. Wherever you have kept them, at any junction you have kept those people, whether tall or short, whether fair or dark, whether old or young, wherever they are, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I declare, let that connection be established in the name of Jesus. Let that connection be established in the name of Jesus. Let that connection be established in the name of Jesus. Let that connection be established in the name of Jesus. Let that connection be established in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I bless your name. Wherever these helpers are, let them come forth. I commission their connections in the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Can the church shout, Amen? Be seated.